Hey guys, this is Kenan Thompson. I have a problem with you. Yes, you. None of y'all told me that Auto Trader has millions of new and used cars that I can shop from home. I thought we were friends. I put smiles on your face, but I'm not smiling. No one told me that with Auto Trader, a dealer can deliver cars to my home or that I could shop by price on Auto Trader. No one. Consider this friendship that you just learned we had officially over. Finally, it's easy. Auto Trader.
When I drive with Uber, I can rent a Tesla from Hertz, so I don't have to worry about the wear and tear on my car. It's nicer for my riders and for me.
Uber, earn like a boss.
Sign up to earn today at uber.com/boss.
Today's show is sponsored by a new series on HBO, Car Fighters. Who would win in a boxing match, a human or a car? The answers lie within the debut of Car Fighters. Watch as experts trained in a variety of battle disciplines square off with all sorts of automobiles. Car Fighters on HBO, because we know everything. Let's start the show. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Meet My Friends, the Friends Recap Podcast, in which every episode of this podcast recaps an episode of Friends. We're going through each and every episode of Friends, and this is one more of them. And we are going to get started, and it's time for us to go and meet my friends and your friends, the Friends. My name is Tom Sharpling, the host of Meet My Friends, the Friends. And even when I try to burn the time, it still feels stupid. This theme is way too long. That needs to be corrected, and that's something I need to sort out. Welcome to Meet My Friends, the Friends. My name's Tom Sharpling, and I am the host. And tonight's episode, Season 3, Episode 21, The One with the Chick and a Duck. And this was written by Chris Brown, not the same Chris Brown, not the current entertainer slash abuser, did not do this one. I don't think it's him or her. Chris is a guy, can be a gender flexible name. So this is something I'll look into. I'm 99% sure this is not written by the same Chris Brown. I will find out though. We'll get confirmation on next week's episode. Also directed by Michael Lembeck, and it aired on April 17th, 1997. And we are joined by my producer, Pat Byrne. How are you, Pat?
I'm sorry, I keep checking my... I'm looking at my phone email. What do you know about contract law?
I'm sorry?
You do a lot of showbiz stuff.
I do some. What do I know about contract law? I don't know. I mean, this is probably...
I think it's spam. You know what? I think it's just... Because you get spammed by things, right?
Of course.
With we stuff all get like spammed. That. Yeah. I'm gonna
I'm trying
this
to
off.
Just let's
Yeah. Sorry.
These are not long episodes.
You want to restart it? Let's just restart this.
No, I'd rather just cut this part out.
I'll cut this part out.
Okay. Yeah. Please cut this part
out. So pause and then we'll
okay,
go.
Let's set or we're gonna reset to give you a clean cut point.
Yeah.
The diner where Monica's work Sorry.
You know what?
Cut.
No,
wait. Threw me
because
with this.
I know what it is though. It's like a math problem. I after the pause, I need to say doing great, and then you.
There we go.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Because you asked me a question.
Let's do another clean cut point, and then we'll pick it up.
Go ahead.
So how are you, Pat?
Doing great. Doing really good.
Good. I'm glad to hear it.
I'll look into that Chris Brown problem.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Pat. And so the plot of this episode is the diner where Monica works. Puts the staff on roller skates, which drives her nuts. She crashes into Rachel while learning how to skate, and Rachel's injuries are worse than first believed. Pete, who is played by Jon Favreau, who Monica is dating to in some capacity, buys a restaurant and offers Monica the job as head chef. She's unsure whether to take it since she isn't attracted to Pete. So Pete makes up a story about how he's seeing somebody else, and that's not true, it turns out to be, because he's trying to say that so that Monica can just work at the restaurant That's not my phone. That's your phone?
Yeah. Should I answer it? It's Jason.
Just answer it. Just answer it. Just answer it.
All right.
I'm trying to...
I thought it was on silent.
No, no. Answer it. Why wouldn't...
Hello?
Where the F are you?
Hey, man. I thought you were... I thought you'd maybe take my note I left and do the same. I was hoping that you'd come out here.
What are you talking about? What note? There's no note. There's nothing. Your desk is clean. You're supposed to be here. I'm here. We're doing pre-production on the second episode, man. What is going on? Where are you?
Well, whoever cleaned that desk more than I did maybe threw away the note, but I...
Pat, there is a note on the desk. It said this desk was cleaned by Pat. I know you cleaned it.
Yeah, but flip it over.
Okay. What?
Yeah.
No, man, you know I gotta do this with you. I can't do this alone.
No, listen, I left because I was worried about you. And I wanted you to do the same. I wanted you to follow me. Because I didn't leave because of you. I left because of...
I've got a contract. You've got a contract. Where are you?
What are you talking about?
Right now.
No, the thing before that.
You have a contract. I have a contract. We are contractually bound to Strongcast recordings.
What happens if we go against that?
Penalties, dude. Like, really rough penalties.
Oh, God.
We're talking a lot of money.
Well, there's your answer on that.
Oh, my God. Are you with him?
Listen, I...
Wait, hold on a second.
This is a safe space.
Shut up, Pat, for a second. No offense, shut up. Are you with him? Actually, I apologize for telling you to shut up, Pat. Shut up, Jason.
Yeah, that was rough.
Okay, well, I'm walking that back. I truly apologize for that. I meant to say, Jason, shut up. Are you with him?
No, I'm shocked. It's great that he's with you, Tom. I mean, I was just recently there. But he is contractually bound to be here.
Well, I'm telling you, he's here.
Not good, man. Not good.
What's not good?
Him being there.
You know what's not good? What's not good is that you clearly made a wrong decision. Pat extricated himself from a bad decision. He's made a right decision. He's taking control of his life again.
What kind of penalties are we talking about?
Tom, Pat, just let me talk to Tom for a second. Tom, Pat signed 4 separate contracts.
Okay.
Is that right?
They're locking him into this. Yes. You thought you were signing the papers for the hotel, but you weren't, man. They own everything you do. And if you don't come back here, they're going to physically bring you back here.
I mean, I don't even know if I have enough for a flight back unless Tom loans it to me. I mean...
Tom, will you loan it to him?
Wait, what am I doing now?
Look, I would take a karma, but I don't think it would come. I don't think it would drive me that far.
He's not coming back. He's not going back. He doesn't have to go back.
Well, if you're not flying back on your own, you're going to be hogtied and brought here. And that's in the contract.
What's going to happen to you? Because
I'm here, man.
Because I'm not there.
Why do you think I'm sitting here alone in an office?
All right, I'm sorry. I didn't. I thought that you just walked away.
Who?
I heard Don scream, "He's in breach," who? And I had no idea who he was talking about. And then I see your desk, and then I'm like, "Oh Jesus!"
So he was talking about me. I'm in breach.
Obviously.
So you're in breach of whatever contract. That's what. This is why you were asking me about contract law, because you're clearly getting these threatening emails.
I thought that was an email? I thought it was spam. Yeah.
Uh huh.
All right.
Pat.
I could pull one up.
Yes.
I gotta do this show. You got
look, I'll get back there, but what am I allowed to do for the rest of this episode then?
I mean pray and hope that the episode goes well. You know.
Wait, pray that this episode goes well?
Yeah. I mean everything that he's doing creatively is on the line, and if something were to happen with this episode or with, you know, I mean, God, God forbid something happened to this show.
What, your dumb show?
No, your dumb show.
Because you all, because no, look, well, I bet your thing barely is a show. You have this quantum leap recap thing. You've done, it's taken you almost a year to do one episode of.
Yeah, I'm not arguing that.
You're what?
I'm not arguing that.
Yeah, no, because you can't. There's literally no argument you could make without lying.
But we are recording the second episode this week.
An eclipse happens more often than an episode of your podcast gets recorded. Your recap podcast.
20th Century Studios presents Vacation Friends 2, now streaming only on Hulu.
Look at us, all together again.
We just wanted to give you guys a real honeymoon.
Shots, shots, shots!
Five. Now streaming.
Dad! He was just released from jail.
Where can I get a drink around here?
Back on vacation.
This place is nice. It's drug lord nice.
I'm sorry, drug lord nice?
With more baggage.
Ever since he showed up, he turned this relaxing vacation into total chaos. Does that.
Vacation Friends 2, rated R, now streaming only on Hulu.
This episode is brought to you by Jo Malone London. Bring the scent of fresh, juicy English pears wherever you go with Jo Malone London's new fragrance English Pear and Sweet Pea. Light, fruity, and floral, it's made using natural pear fruit extract. In fact, every bottle contains the juice of one pear. It's a tempting, luscious scent you have to experience for yourself. Visit JoMalone.com and discover the new fragrance English Pear and Sweet Pea. That's JOMALONE.com.
Well,
so
I got into the Don Strong Podcast Award with it.
Oh, goody. Well, I wonder what that's like, the Don Strong Podcast Award.
Was Meet My Friends in that?
No, it wasn't, because we're not a part of his production company. Who'd you get beat out by, Richard Grieco?
I didn't get beat out. I won.
You won what, Best Quantum Leap Recap Podcast?
Podcast of 2018.
Oh, well, that's a very, very huge accomplishment. I hope you have that statue sitting on your mantle.
I do.
Well, look,
it's gigantic.
I'm sure it's just huge. I don't care.
I didn't call to get into this with you. I called because I was worried for Pat. And you know what? We can figure this out. Do your show. Good luck with the hard drive. God forbid something happened to those, right?
Wait, what's that now?
God forbid. Good luck. Good luck with everything, and I hope it runs smoothly.
Oh,
I will talk to you guys soon.
Good luck with the hard drive. Well, you know what? You listen to me. I think you just hung up, but I'm just going to say this. I'm not worried. I'm here. Pat's here. We're doing the show the way it was. And we're building it back, and it's going pretty good, and it's only going to get better. And let me just pick up where we left off here. So then Pete makes up a story about how there's another woman that he's seeing. So Monica will think that he's over her, and she can just work for the restaurant that he's opening. But Phoebe sees right through it and promises Pete not to tell Monica, which... Then Joey buys a pet chick for Chandler, but caring for it becomes a source of conflict because the two of them argue over who's going to take care of the chick. And then Chandler gets a duck also. And then Ross has a chance to be a part of a TV show on a panel of paleontologists, but gives up the opportunity to take Rachel to the hospital because she's in pain. And then Monica and Pete are about to stop seeing each other, but then they kiss, and Monica finally feels the connection. Let me just say also, tonight's show is sponsored by Car Fighters. It's a question as old as time. Who would win in a fight between a human and a car? Can a trained martial artist take out a Ford Taurus? Would a heavyweight boxer be able to knock out a Dodge Dart? It's always been a matter of speculation until now, because Car Fighters answers all the questions you've harbored for your entire life. And as you expected, HBO is the only place with the guts to bring it to you. Finally, a show that pits man against vehicle. We guarantee you'll never know which wins each and every fight. Car Fighters on HBO. because we know everything. Pat, any thoughts about this episode? Hold on. Is your mic not on? Your mic is on, but you're not talking now. You're shaking your head no. Okay, great. Let me guess. You're showing me, you're saying, what's a breach? You want to know what's a breach. Like you... Pat, so you clearly are terrified of some legal threat now, and you're scared to have your voice be on the show. It looks like you're about to cry. Oh, okay. Great. So this whole thing now, you're checked out now. Fantastic. I'm trying to still do my show. I thought I had a producer back. Now I have a producer who is terrified to talk because he's apparently in contract. No, I can't fly you back. You're sticking notes in front of me. I'm not flying you back. You figure that out yourself. I'm not happy with you now either. Really not happy with Jason. There was some odd thing about it. He said something about hard drives, which terrifies me now because that's... I know how that creep operates, and just God knows what's coming down the pike for me. This episode was slightly annoying. Not unlike this episode. I guess that makes it a parallel here. The Monica and Pete story is not that interesting to me, and it feels slightly creepy. Rachel is overly needy in this episode. Ross is strangely annoying. Joey and Chandler with the duck and the chick are bizarre. Only Phoebe excels in this episode. Friends first. Let's see. Hold on. Friends first.
Friends first.
It's the first appearance of the chick and the duck. That's exciting. Another fun Friends fact.
Time for another fun Friends fact.
Fun Friends fact. When Joey brings Chandler the chick and cuddles it in his arms, Chandler exclaims, "Easy, Lenny." And this is a reference to the novel of Mice and Men, written by John Steinbeck, where Lenny has an obsession over soft objects and unintentionally kills small animals by stroking them too hard. Here's a friend's last, I guess you could say. This is the last appearance of the diner in the show. I would ask Pat at this point something about that, and I'm not going to get an answer. Wait, do you have an answer for me? Hold on. For the record, I thought the duck in the bathtub with Chandler was very iconic. Could have made its way to black and white large posters for kids' dorm rooms. What? This is not your greatest observation, and I didn't need to... It's... Again, don't take this the wrong way. It's tough enough when you say some of those things. And for me to have to read them in is and out of... New segment on the show. I don't have a stinger for this. With friends like this, who needs enemies? With friends like this, who needs enemies? And this is when something doesn't age well on Friends is my new thing. So... Rachel says at one point, Ross is putting makeup on her, and then Rachel says, with too much makeup, she'll look like the transsexual from Purchasing. Not the proudest moment on Friends by any stretch. With friends like these, who needs enemies? And we'll flag those when they come across. What? Should I leave? Yes, you probably should. Line of the episode. Line of the episode.
It's the line of the episode.
So Phoebe's saying to Pete, I'm just saying this woman, she's fictitious. No, and Pete says, well, why would you say that? And Phoebe says, because you're still into Monica. I'm jumping ahead here. And Pete goes, yeah, you're good. And Phoebe goes, yeah, I'm fairly intuitive and psychic. It's a substantial gift. Pete says, listen, can you promise me you won't tell her that, though? And Phoebe says, absolutely. Oh, I promise. Tell her what? And Pete goes, thanks a lot. She goes, no, I'm serious. I mean, I'm intuitive, but my memory sucks. Rank the episode 7 out of 10. It's fine, but it's nothing special. Rank the friends. Wait, what are you gesturing about now? And now I have to wait for him to type a thing. So, because he doesn't want Don Strong to hear his voice on the show. This was just supposed to be a Friends recap podcast where I talked about the show Friends. And it was a chance for me to reach an audience that was a little more kind of wasn't always looking for a 3-hour show like The Best Show. So it was a swing for that, yet somehow now I'm saddled with all of this. Still typing away there. Keep typing. I'll rank the friends while you keep typing. Phoebe, Joey, Chandler, Ross, Rachel, and Monica. Okay, here we go. Tapping into Jon Favreau's Swingers fame in Peak 97 was a smart move for the producers. You know, Tom? Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was a very canny move. Kudos to casting on pulling that one off. And so, yeah, welcome. Not welcome back. We're done. Thanks for listening. This show really is in trouble now. I'm finally seeing what people were talking about when they advised me against doing it. But here we are. You're still typing. One? Okay. You know the show is over. Because he can't say it. He's scared. Okay. I can still use, I can use my Karma points, Karma, the Uber type service that you use, I guess because of Don Strong. I don't know why. I can use my Karma points to get back to LA, but I still need $158. Okay. Well, I guess I'm going to give you $158 then, if that's what you need. Because why wouldn't I give you, and now you're walking out. Great. Bye.